Michael Finley's doing a lot better. He's moving around fine. So he's in all, you know, all the meetings and so forth. But he's definitely improving. Work him out Sunday. If he can clear, you know, one of the tests tomorrow, he'll be a pregame workout candidate. If he doesn't come out of his rehab tomorrow, the session they put him through, then obviously he'll be down. Not at all. He's making a lot of progress. Oh, we would never put someone in that position. I mean, that's the way we operate. You know, they have to first be cleared by Dr. McKenzie, so he has the, you know, the final say on that. I mean, a player would have to overcome, you know, some type of situation like that. But I'm not going to put Jermichael on in a situation where we feel he can further hurt himself. Well, I have some options. You know, Chad Clifton practiced today. You know, he just from, you know, what I observed, what I watched in the film. Mark, you know, Tauscher had a full week. Scott Wells, you know, had two back-to-back good days. So, you know, we have our meeting here shortly, and we watched the film in the morning as a staff. So we'll just take in all the information and probably make a decision tomorrow night, or, you know, let the players know tomorrow night, or let them know in the morning on Sunday. Like to, yeah. I mean, anytime you march out five offensive linemen, I mean, really any position you'd like for them to finish the game. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, I'm not looking to platoon players, but you know, there's different things that can happen during the course of a game. So we're going to do everything we can to win the football game. That doesn't change any position. We'll answer those questions on Sunday. I'm not going to get into the starting lineup because I don't have all the information for you. So I'll meet with Joe Philbin today at 1 o'clock, like I always do. We'll talk about the offensive board. And we'll watch the film in the morning with the staff, like we always do, 7 a.m. And Joe, James Camp, and Jerry Fontenot and I will sit down and then we'll decide what we're going to do. Yeah, you'd have to ask Mark that. I mean, I know he feels good. You got to remember, he hasn't played in a full football game in a long time. I mean, there's a reason why we've taken the path that we have with Mark. So, you know, we want to make sure he's put in a situation to be successful too. But, you know, Alan Barber is the starting right tackle, and I've said this from the day Mark Tauscher came back. It's Alan's responsibility to keep that job, and that part hasn't changed. So it's great to have Mark Tauscher back, and but you know, they're really two totally different situations. You know, we got to make sure Mark's ready to play, and Alan Barber needs to, you know, continue to improve and keep his job. I would say the volume of what we're doing is probably average in this game. You have a tendency in situations where you have injuries, you may scale back. So with Atari and Nick and the communication improvement that we do have back there now, I mean, we're not going to, you know, carry twice as much defense, and that's not going to win the football game. You know, our execution of our defensive calls is going to win this football game. Winning the one-on-ones against their pass protection unit and hitting the quarterback is going to win this football game. I mean, it's not about rushing four or rushing five. You know, it's about individuals being put in position to win the one-on-one to get to the quarterback. So, I mean, that's really how we look at it.
Do you perceive Aaron
having any limitations? No, I do not. I thought he had a good, solid day of practice. I thought he threw the ball extremely well. I thought he was very sharp today. I'm sorry. I'm on. I think so. I think he'll have a chance to contribute. You know, he looks good. You know, you do worry. He hasn't been in live action this year. I mean, that's a concern, no question about it. But we have history with Amon, and you know, there's history between Amon and his position coach, Edgar Bennett. So, you know, we're going to rely on that to make some decisions. I'm sorry. Potentially. I mean, we're trying to work him, you know, we're trying to always try to work in all 53 players, and it's just having that flexibility. We're like any team that's going through right now. You have players that get hurt, and you cannot have enough combinations on special teams. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to incorporate Amon as much as we can. He could possibly help us as a returner. I mean, he hasn't done it in a long time, so but he definitely has that ability. I think he has a very good chance of being up, yes. Very good chance.